Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. And this morning we have with us Melissa Murphy. She is a Shaw Design Center manager at Johnston Paint and Decorating in Columbia, Missouri. How are you doing this morning, Melissa?
I'm doing great. Thanks.
Well, thanks for spending time with our listeners. We're down here at Shaw's elite group of aligned dealers that they call the Shaw Design Centers, and you had agreed to talk to our listeners. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your operation in Columbia, Missouri?
Well, Kemp, we are an 82-year-old business specializing in paint and floor coverings and window treatments in the heart of central Missouri in Columbia. We're a family-owned business. We just recently moved last fall into a new facility, and that allowed us to facilitate the move of the SDC. So we were able to join the Shaw Design Center family last fall.
So what you're talking about is you completely reset your business, and now it's set up as a Shaw Design Center, and you just did this about 6 months ago.
Yes, we went from a 5,500 square foot facility downtown. We've been downtown since 1925, and moved into a 23,000 square foot facility that we designed specifically with certain core groups in mind with vendors. So,
all right, and I understand that your grand opening was quite an event. Why don't you tell me a little bit about that?
We had a great time at our grand opening, and I love to watch the faces of our vendors as they wandered through. They said that they typically are the bulk of the people at someone's grand opening, and we instead had somewhere between 700 and 800 people at our grand opening. We sent out about 4,500 invitations, the entire chamber database, our mailing list, and that combined, we had about 700 or 800 people there, which is way better turnout than we expected. That really showed us that we have a loyal following in our community and that people were very interested in our grand opening. We had a band. We had food in two locations. We just had a good time. It was a really fun way. It wasn't an inexpensive venture for us, but we are definitely already seeing the fruits of our labors as we're seeing customers come back in and return for the sale. So we were actually so busy they couldn't make purchases that evening. They were just there talking to us.
So I was going to ask you, so it's been a good move for the business. I mean, you know, you've changed locations, completely reset your showroom, and businesses, I mean, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I mean, is business picking up?
Business is picking up. It has not been great for us, you know, the past 6 months, 9 months, something like that. We were a little used to all that new construction volume that we had gotten used to in the last 3 or 4 years. However, we are seeing a huge surge in the remodel, redecorating business. Those people tend to walk in our store and they've got their checkbooks open. They're ready to pay for it. They're not on 100% ARM loan, and they're not on such a budget, and they look to us for our expertise and advice, and they're upgrading. So,
all right, Melissa, let me ask you this question. You've come down here to Palm Coast, Florida, all the way from Missouri. That's a long trip. Why did you make the decision to come down here?
Well, we've had several travel engagements that we've had to make on behalf of this new store. And so I really turned to my regional marketing manager, Paul Mahoney with Shaw, and said, Paul, how important is this? I appreciate the food and fun, but are there meat and potatoes there too? And he said, Melissa, you have got to make the trip. And I absolutely think it's been worth my 3 days.
Okay, and that's great. So it's been worth the trip. Why don't you give me a couple of takeaways or some highlights of what you picked up while you've been down here?
Well, Todd Calloway, who's with information specialist with Shaw, gave us some fabulous tips yesterday in a seminar. 10.5 tips. He couldn't quite get it in 10, so he had a 10.25 and a 10.5. Just some great, really free tips on how to use Google a little better, ways for us to gather information about how our websites are working. And, you know, a lot of us are putting a lot of money into these technologies right now, and we're not really sure how it's hitting. And some of us are having to embrace that, us included. We're not really technologically savvy. However, we're finding our customers are. So his seminar was just a great way for us to sort of step forward.
And his seminar was all about how to use the internet in combination with your own design center and to bring more traffic and just get your message out there, right?
Yes. He really, you know, I think I get a little scared sometimes. Those techie people are, you know, upwards of $200-$300 an hour to get to working on your website. And he really cracked open a few things that are really simple tasks. Nothing that I can do, but we do have people on our team that are able to attack those pretty easily and make some minor changes that will keep our website more organic, where it's moving daily with the people. So,
and how does this relate to other type of conferences you've attended?
Well, I really have enjoyed the focus of this group. You know, a lot of events that we go to in the flooring industry, they're either very small regional events where your reps are handling them and you're usually in a hotel room looking at a few new carpet samples, or they're very large mass events and you're getting herded around like cows most of the time. This is a very focused group of, I think, about 150 dealer representatives, as well as several core members from Shaw. And it's really nice to be able to have some significant one-on-one time with the guys that are really affecting change at Shaw.
Okay, and they have a showroom set up here, and they're actually introducing some really neat concepts that they're going to roll out to you guys. Speak a little bit about that, if you would.
Well, yesterday and today, actually, we all have the opportunity to walk through the showroom. Yesterday, it was a more guided tour, and then today it's self-directed. But Kathy Young and Heather Yamada have put several prototype samples up in there, also as well as some displays, and we have been grading them, critiquing them. It's really fun to give them real life experiences from us as dealers, and they're listening to us. So it's interesting to see how they're moving forward in a really positive way. Some showroom designs that move the showroom away from such a stale retail, stark environment, where they're adding color, lighting, texture, making these showrooms seem much more like a home. And when the customer walks into that environment, they already feel like they're at home. They appreciate that look, and they want that look in their home. It makes the sale so much easier.
What did you think about that vision wall? I think they're in partnership with Benjamin Moore Paint. Did you think that was a neat concept?
Well, I would say I might be a little biased on that. We are the largest Benjamin Moore store in a 5-state region for us as a single store operation. So we are definitely Benjamin Moore fans. I love the partnership between Shaw and Benjamin Moore. And also speaking, our customers, they love to have that visual presentation. There are some brochures available for take home on those kind of things. As an interior designer, I think sometimes I take a little bit for granted that everyone needs to have an interior designer come into their home, give them a specific plan. And I think that color wall really reduces that time. For one, the time for me to have to spend with the customer, but it also raises the confidence of the consumer that they don't have to schedule me to come out and spend an hour with them and create a plan. They can do it themselves. And in return, they're buying our products a whole lot faster, and we can get more customers through our door.
Did you agree with we had a keynote speaker this morning from Hearst Publications who was talking a lot about data. Did you agree with her that a lot of this whole design process starts with the picking of color?
Absolutely. We see that every day. People are, they want to start with their paint. They want to feel comfortable with that. And even the most educated color selectors, it's really hard to carry color. And that's a business that we enjoy, is being able to assist them in selecting that color, and it carries right on over into carpet and tile.
So when the SFA has another one of these regional meetings or these national meetings, will you be attending the next one, you think?
Absolutely. It's been well worth my while.
All right. Well, we've been talking to Melissa Murphy. She's the Design Center Manager at Johnston Paint and Decorating in Columbia, Missouri, and you've been listening to FloorDaily.net.